Hey everyone, welcome back for another deep dive.
Yeah, it's going to be a good one.
So today we're looking into family therapy options in Sarasota, Florida. You know, maybe you're a parent and things are kind of rough, or maybe you're just curious about how it all works.
Yeah, for sure.
We found this really interesting article all about it. And guess what?
What?
Sarasota has a ton of resources.
It does.
I was impressed. So like, ever feel like your family could use a little tune-up? You know what I mean?
Oh yeah.
Well, Sarasota's got you covered. The article kicks off by defining family therapy. And I gotta say, sometimes those definitions sound a little too official,
Right.
but basically, it's all about helping families communicate better and work through those arguments and conflicts.
Yeah, it doesn't matter what your family looks like either.
Exactly. And you know what's so cool about that?
Right.
It shows how crucial good communication is for any healthy relationship.
Oh, absolutely. It's not just about avoiding fights. It's about really getting each other, you know?
Totally.
Especially in families, right? Where those
Yeah.
connections are so strong. Exactly.
And that's where family therapy can really make a difference. The article highlights how it can be super helpful for parents.
Oh, yeah. Big time.
I'm just picturing it like having a therapist there to guide you through those tough parenting moments, helping you set boundaries and figure out discipline that actually works.
It's like having a personalized playbook for your family.
Right.
Because every family's different. There's no one-size-fits-all solution.
That's so true. And a good therapist will work with you to figure out exactly what your family needs.
Exactly.
So the article actually lists a bunch of issues family therapy can help with.
Oh, really? Like what?
It's a pretty big list. Communication problems, obviously, parenting struggles, conflict resolution, even things like blended families. We're dealing with trauma and loss as a family.
It's interesting, though. It seems like Sarasota might be facing some of these challenges more than other places.
Oh, really? What makes you say
Well,
that?
Sarasota has a lot of retirees, right?
Yeah, a lot of folks retire there.
And that can sometimes mean families are spread out geographically,
Bah.
which can make things tricky. You know, keeping those family connections strong, especially when you're dealing with aging parents or just trying to stay close from afar.
That's a really good point. I hadn't thought of that.
And then on top of that, Florida's been getting a ton of new residents
Oh,
lately.
yeah, big time.
And that kind of rapid growth can put pressure on resources and support systems,
Making sense.
which could lead to families feeling a bit more isolated or overwhelmed.
Wow. I see how all of that could definitely play a role.
Yeah.
It makes those family support networks in Sarasota even more
Oh,
important,
for sure.
which is probably why the article goes on to list all those amazing local resources.
Yeah, like what kind of resources are we talking?
They're not just generic either, they're tailored for specific needs. Like they mentioned children first. So,
Children first.
yeah. They seem to have a really well-rounded approach, offering everything from early childhood education to parenting classes and counseling.
Wow, that's great.
And then there's the Florida Center for Early Childhood.
Okay.
They're all about early intervention.
So if you're noticing developmental delays or behavioral challenges in your little ones,
Exactly, they're the ones to call.
makes sense.
And for families who've been involved with the child welfare system, there's the Safe Children Coalition.
Oh, wow.
They provide support groups, counseling, case management
So
services.
they're really there to help families through those really tough situations.
Exactly. And then for new and expectant parents, there's the Healthy Start Coalition of Sarasota County.
Oh, that's wonderful.
They offer parenting education home visits and connect families with all sorts of essential services. It's really awesome to see a community so dedicated to supporting families at every stage.
Yeah, it really shows they care about building a strong foundation for those families.
Absolutely. And amidst all these resources, the article specifically mentions Davenport Psychology.
Okay.
They seem to be a popular choice for family therapy in Sarasota.
And they even mentioned their next business day appointment availability,
Right.
which could be really helpful for someone who needs help quickly.
Definitely. But of course, finding the right therapist is super important. It's not just about convenience. You want someone you feel comfortable with and who really understands your family's needs.
Totally. It might mean doing some research and even talking to a few therapists before making a decision.
Absolutely. It's worth taking the time to find the right fit.
For
It's
sure.
like you said, you got to find that right fit.
Yeah, you gotta feel that connection.
Exactly. So it's not just about finding any therapist, it's about finding the right one. And the article actually dives into different approaches to family therapy.
Oh, yeah, like different ways to do it.
Exactly. And I imagine there are quite a few, right?
There are, and one that's used a lot and might be really helpful for families in Sarasota with those unique challenges we talked about is called systems therapy.
Okay, systems therapy. I've heard that before, but tell me more.
So it's all about looking at the family as a whole system.
Okay.
Like all these interconnected parts.
Interesting.
It recognizes that everyone's behavior affects everyone else.
So it's not just about one person's problem.
Exactly. It's about the patterns in the family and how they contribute to the overall dynamic.
I like that. Instead of blaming one person, you're looking at how everyone plays a role.
Exactly. And this can be so helpful in situations where, say you've got a teenager acting out and the parents are just at their wit's end.
Oh, yeah. I can see that.
And instead of just focusing on the teenager, a systems therapist would look at how the parents communicate or maybe even unresolved conflicts from their own past that might be adding to the tension.
It's like connecting the dots to see the bigger picture.
Exactly. And that's why I think this approach could be really helpful in Sarasota, with all those extra layers of complexity. You know, multi-generational families, geographical distance, the stress of a fast-growing community. Systems therapy can help families untangle all of that and find better ways to communicate and support each other.
That's fascinating. So it's almost like family therapy is less about fixing problems and more about giving families the tools to handle life's ups and downs.
I love that way of putting it.
You know, like building resilience as a unit.
Yeah. It's about empowering families to become their own best resource.
So if our listener's thinking, okay, this sounds great, but how do I actually get started? What would you say is the most important first step?
Well, I think it goes back to finding the right fit.
Right. Finding that therapist who's right for you.
And the article has some good advice. It says, think about your needs and goals.
Okay.
Like, what challenges are you facing? What do you want to achieve through therapy?
Makes sense, yeah. Because it's not one size fits all.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then it suggests doing some research on different therapists and therapy approaches. Mm. A lot of therapists have websites where they talk about what they specialize in and how they approach therapy.
Oh, that's good to know.
You can also check out online directories or ask friends or your doctor for referrals.
And then I guess it comes down to that initial consultation.
Yeah. That's a key step. It's a chance to get a feel for the therapist, ask questions, and see if their style works for you.
Like a first date almost.
Exactly. A good therapist will also be asking you questions, trying to understand your family situation and what you're hoping to get out of therapy.
It's a two-way street. You're both figuring out if it's a good match.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it's okay to talk to a few different therapists before you commit to one.
That makes sense. It's a big decision and you want to feel good about it.
Absolutely. You're trusting this person with your family's well-being.
Mm.
And the article mentions something else that's important. Some families might hesitate to go to therapy because of the stigma or fear of judgment.
Oh, yeah, I can see that.
But it's so important to remember that asking for help is a sign of strength, not weakness.
I agree. It's like you go to the doctor when you're physically sick. Why not seek help when you're struggling in your relationship?
Exactly. And honestly, it's becoming more and more common. Family therapy is losing its stigma as people recognize how important it is to invest in their relationships and mental well-being.
And what we're seeing in Sarasota with all these resources and the community's dedication to supporting families is really encouraging. It shows that people are putting family well-being first.
Absolutely.
Right.
It creates a sense of hope and possibility, knowing that there's help available when you need it.
So for our listener who's taking all this in and maybe feeling a little overwhelmed by the information, what would you say is the one key takeaway? What should they be focusing on right now?
You know, I think the biggest takeaway is just knowing you're not alone.
Yeah.
Sarasota has so many resources, and the community really seems to get it. You know, they see how important families are.
It's really awesome to see.
And that can give you the courage to take that first step, whether it's reaching out to one of those organizations we talked about,
yeah,
or just starting a conversation with your family about what you're all going through.
Right. Sometimes just admitting that things could be better is a huge step.
Totally.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, we see there's room to grow now.
Yeah.
Let's figure out how.
Exactly. And that's where family therapy comes in. It gives you a safe place to have those tough conversations, to learn how to communicate better, and start building healthier relationships.
Mm-hmm.
And what I'm realizing is it's not about being the perfect family.
Oh, definitely not.
It's about being open to growing and changing together.
Exactly. It's about embracing all the craziness that comes with families and knowing that challenges are going to happen.
Right. It's all about how you handle those challenges, how you talk to each other and support each other through those tough times. That's what really makes a family strong.
I love that.
And sometimes that means asking for help, which honestly can be a really empowering thing to do.
Oh, absolutely.
It's like saying, we care enough about our family to invest in it. We're not going to let things fall apart. We're going to be proactive.
I think that's such an important mindset shift. Moving away from the idea that therapy is a bad thing and seeing it as a sign of strength and commitment.
Definitely. So for our listener who's maybe still on the fence about taking that next step, what would you say to encourage them? What's one small thing they could do today to move forward?
I'd say start by thinking about what really stuck with you from today. What made you curious?
Yeah.
Maybe check out the website of one of those local resources.
Yeah.
Or just have an honest talk with your family about how everyone's feeling and what you'd like to see change.
Love it. Those small steps can lead to big changes.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And remember, you don't have to have all the answers. Family therapy is a journey. And the most important thing is to go into it with an open mind and be ready to learn and grow together.
That's a great point. So as we wrap up this deep dive into family therapy in Sarasota, I want to leave our listener with one last thought. What's one small change you can make in your family's communication today? Maybe it's listening more carefully, saying thank you more often, or just trying to understand a different point of view. Even the littlest things can make a big difference. And remember, you've got a whole community in Sarasota cheering you on. Thanks for joining us, and we'll catch you next time.